Shall we, Doris?
I think we better.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Breaking news, Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach is now on the air. Sources say they only got this job because everyone else was in jail or rehab. More at 11.
Let me tell you about my truck and how it all started. Got my Tesla car, didn't work, smelled like it farted. Traded in to find something that is new and red. That's how I ended up getting my new Tesla plaid. So fast I think I found my new Cupid. But so fast out, I think it is stupid. Still not enough to satisfy this old man. But to have a cyber truck was this new plan. What's the sound of me when I got it all started? Back to the time when it smelled like it farted.
Let me hook you up with a wipeout promotion. That joke came from the brain where it descended. If you are woke, I bet you were offended. Change it up now, getting things mixed. Let me tell you something new that I know it will stick. It's a story about a new crazy lady. Almost shot the kid, I thought she was Dick Cheney. Anything to say, Ziggy?
God, for his spirit I see. Times like this, it feels like a mess, but I look up to God and realize how I'm blessed.
All right, Mary, take your hand in the air. Should we even do the regular theme now? Or is that enough?
I think that's more than enough.
Well, it's Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show. And if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Coach. Nobody else is here today because they're lame.
What's new?
Yeah. We should make sure we give credit where credit is due. That opening was from 4QC and Thy Baby Girl. Is that the right name?
Yeah. Shout out to Micah.
Yeah. Thank you, Micah. That was very good. And we had a good laugh and enjoyed it quite a bit.
So they used that by picking sound bites off the podcast. So.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I don't know if the rap voices were 100% accurate, but those were all AI,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, you gotta. It's pretty.
Anyway, pretty that cool. that was a lot of fun. Yep. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. A lot of tariff stuff. How's your 401k doing?
Yeah.
And we have women behaving badly. Takes us to Connecticut this week. Nurses at the same hospital, they all have brain tumors. I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Of course.
And
are there any coincidences, though?
Yeah. The Texas Attorney General says he wants to investigate Kellogg's over their healthy cereal claims. And then pot is ruining your sperm. Potheads are shooting blanks.
Really?
So, yeah. So we will get to that today.
Well, hold on. We got to do crazy on the
way. We want to do crazy. Oh, that's right. Because I do have one.
Oh, yeah. Well, there
everything's,
you go.
Everything's a little off today. Actually, before we even get to that, this is episode 93, because this is something else I keep forgetting to do. Episode 93, we're 7 away from 100, and less than a month away from our 2-year anniversary.
Let's go.
Yeah. So we always start with a crazy on the way, silly things that happen to us or that we see on the day of or the days prior. So you said this morning you had a great one.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
It's actually part two.
Okay. What was part one?
So part one
was the stroke of last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, the referee at the soccer game who stroked out. Yeah.
And literally, you know, I mean, I told the story. I'll tell for those of you that didn't listen to last week. So we were in a soccer game. I was coaching with my very dear friend, Robert Olson, who now has moved away to another state. So it was his last game coaching. This guy was not making some less than good calls and kept waving off his AR, his assistant referee. And the assistant referee was right in front of the play and he's 40 yards away and he's waving it off. And so my buddy's like, come on, ref, blah, 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 blah. The ref runs over to give him a yellow card, walks up, says, okay, and then starts mumbling. Blah, 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 blah. And we both look at him and it's like, oh, damn. And Robert grabs him by both shoulders, says, look, you need to sit down. The game's going on, mm-hmm. right? And I run down the line. And I'm talking to the assistant referee. I said, hey, you got to come over here. This something's not right. And I called it right away. This guy's having a stroke.
Right.
Got him off the field. Got another ref. Somebody in the stands happened to have their ref gear with them. So we just continued. So this weekend, I'm covering for my other friend at a game, Victor.
Right.
And I'm sitting there. I'm talking to the center ref at this game that's about to start. I said, hey, did you hear about that ref last week? Is he okay? And he goes, no, I didn't hear about it. So I tell him the story that I just told you people. And da-da-da-da-da. And then there's a hand on my shoulder.
Okay. Was this the cold hand of death coming for you now?
Or I don't. So kind of, right?
Okay.
So I turn around. It's that ref.
Oh.
And he's in ref gear. And he ref the game.
So a week after a stroke, he's back in business.
He ref the whole game.
Wow.
I'm like, dude. He goes, yeah, doctor said I can do whatever I'm comfortable. And he goes, I'm most comfortable here on the field. So here I am.
Well, that's great. That's good news.
Then it turns out that he had open heart surgery last December.
Okay.
Some legit
open
heart surgery. So.
This guy's built like a tank.
Hey, mad props to this guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I know my wife's uncle had a stroke, and he did not bounce back in a week. It was a couple of months before he was functional again. He's fine now. My sister, same thing. It took a while. So to hear that he's back on his feet after a week is very significant.
Well, again, let's be clear here. He's not back on his feet. He's back on his feet, reffing a game, running up and down the sideline.
Yeah.
He's not in shape. He's in his 70s.
Oh, gosh.
He's kind of a big guy.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just like, then, yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy, crazy on the way.
That is. I don't have one that is that good. I was with a buddy on Saturday. It was his birthday, so we went out to lunch, and we're in San Jose. And we're behind a car that the driver was doing well, was not driving slow or recklessly or anything. But we get behind him at a stoplight, and his license plate frame said, please be patient, I'm Asian. And, and I'm like, okay.
Know thyself, right?
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to drive up alongside to actually see if he was Asian. That would have been funny if he was white, but anyway, that's all I got. So, but no, I'm glad to hear that ref is okay.
Yeah, me too.
What is not okay are the Penguins that Trump has leveled a tariff on. Have you heard the story?
No.
Okay. Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins on Sunday defended President Donald Trump's tariff rollout last week when asked why two uninhabited islands were hit with the fees, saying in an interview, whatever. Trump last Wednesday announced a 10% baseline tariff for all countries and reciprocal tariffs against approximately 60 countries that he says contribute most to U.S. trade deficits. But toward the end of a long list of charts displaying the reciprocal tariffs as shared by the White House on X, Heard and McDonald Islands are listed as being hit with the 10% cost. Jake Tapper on CNN says, quote, the Head and McDonald Islands have zero human inhabitants. They have zero exports. They've had zero imports. They do have a lot of penguins. Why are you putting import tariffs on islands that are entirely populated by penguins? These MF-er penguins have been freeloading for way too long, and now they're going to have to start paying for it. Rollins said, come on, Jake. Obviously, here's the bottom line. We live under a tariff regime from other countries. We have too long ceded the idea that America goes first. I mean, come on, whatever. Listen to people who are... I can't even finish the quote. The islands are located between Australia, South Africa, and the Antarctic continent. They are conserved for their pristine island ecosystems with a rare combination of sub-Antarctic islands and active volcanoes. Now, I'm pretty sure this is what I think happened, is that they were
got to be a... Come on.
No, the story going around Washington right now is Trump gives no F's about anything.
That's pretty clear.
Right. And when they were going over the territories that they wanted to put these tariffs on, I'm sure this came up, and they're not dumb. They said, hey, there's nothing here. Let's ignore this. And Trump was like, no, put a tariff there. It'll drive everybody nuts. And that's exactly what's going on.
You actually heard that somewhere?
No, that's my theory.
Oh, okay.
The rumor is that he doesn't care anymore. He's going to do what he wants. So my theory is, he's like, yeah, put the tariff on the penguins and let's watch everybody just pop gaskets. And that's exactly what's going on.
Well, I mean, not everybody. The left and the Dems and the theys and the thems, they're popping a blood vessel on everything he does.
Right.
Every word out of his mouth.
But this is times 10, yeah. And it's funny.
Yeah, so. It is pretty funny.
No, there was a meme last week of Trump addressing a group of penguins, and they're on an ice shelf or something, and he's like, pay the tariff, and the penguins are like, F you, and it was really good.
I like it.
So, yeah, we're going to make those penguins pay for it now. I don't know what they're paying for, but whatever. We're going to make them pay for it. Yeah. But now there are some serious things about tariffs here or these new plans. There was another rumor that said Trump wanted the stock market to go down. I can't remember the reason, but he was asked about this. He tells CNBC he doesn't want stocks to go down, but sometimes, quote, you have to take the medicine. President Trump said Sunday evening that he's not intentionally engineering the ongoing stock market sell-off, but said little to try and dissuade it. Quote, I don't want anything to go down, but sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. So,
what do you think about that?
I think he's right. I think the stock market's been overbought for a long time anyway.
Sure.
And it could use a sell-off. I know it's going to hurt some people.
It's hurting me right now.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It'll come back.
Well.
And
I still believe, you know, what was that quote? The whole, you and I have talked about it before, there's an actor on a movie newsroom or something. He talks about, he's talking to college kids and she was like, why is America the greatest country?
Oh, Jeff Daniels clip. Yeah.
Yes. So, and it's truer as true today or truer today than it was then, but it's real, right? We used to make stuff.
Yeah.
Better and more than anybody on the planet. You know, then I don't know what now we do the technology, we do the front end stuff and we let somebody else make it.
Right.
And that has proved to be...
You can't do that. You can't have a service economy. It's not sustainable.
Lethal, in my opinion. But is there going to be pain getting back to that, you know, the tariffs and all that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, car manufacturers, you know, Detroit, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be some pain before we get to that point. I mean, even, you know, World War One and Two, the fact that we could convert manufacturing facilities to do whatever we needed them to do, mm-hmm. we couldn't do that today.
Yeah.
We don't, right. we don't have the factories. Exactly. We don't have the facilities.
We don't have the people. Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, is there going to be some pain? Sure.
Well, when we're up on a break, when we come back, Trump has a couple of good lines about this and we'll open with that clip when we come back, right back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach, just Drake and Coach today. Welcome back to the show. Let's go to this Donald Trump clip. He's on Air Force One talking with the reporters there about the current situation. And here we go. I think. Where is he? Don, where are you? All right, talk amongst yourselves while I fix this.
Well, while you're fixing that.
Yeah, yeah. That was the cue for you to say something.
Yeah, I had a point I wanted to make.
Go ahead.
My biggest, you know, one of my biggest things right now, biggest fears, biggest concerns is, you know, I've got kids and I've mm-hmm. got grandkids. Whatever we need to do to get on the path to not leave our children and our grandchildren and their children with trillions of dollars mm-hmm. of debt. All of us, any people of good conscience in this country need to do whatever it takes mm-hmm. to stop doing that.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, there's going to be some pain and there's going to be some programs that get cut. Even, you know, some of the stuff that they talk about Doge and this and that, and well, that shouldn't have been cut. And yeah, they're making massive cuts and then they're bringing stuff back that mm-hmm. Maybe that wasn't the right idea, this or that, but there's going to be a ton of that. And
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We've got to go through this pain to get to the other side. Mm-hmm. I mean, my daddy taught me a long time ago, you got $10 in the bank, you spend $10, you're out of money.
Yeah. So here is Mr. Trump on Air Force One.
Can you say, did you agree to lowering tariffs for any of the countries that you spoke to today? So
what you understand, Jennifer, you have to understand this. We have massive surplus countries that we're dealing with. We have massive deficits. We've got to straighten that out because you can't continue to be that way. It's been that way for years now, and it can't go on any longer. And we're the piggy bank. We have all the advantages. Forget markets for a second. We have all the advantages. We're going to straighten out. We're going to become a wealthy nation again, wealthy like never before. And we're not going to let other nations that have been ripping us off, whether it's China or the European Union, with all of the European nations that have just made, it's been like a feast. Look, the European Union was formed for one reason. You know what that was? To rip off the United States. So put that in your bonnet. I hope you had a good flight. Have a good time.
Thank you for your...
Put that in your bonnet. Is he right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I you know what, again, I think there's going to be some pain. And, mm-hmm. and it's funny because the honeymoon period was pretty short. And the Dems are, you know, we were talking about this in pregame. The Dems don't really care about the country.
Mm-hmm.
They just care about beating Trump and they care about impeding his process. They don't really care about the issues. They want to make him look bad mm-hmm. at all costs, whether it makes sense or not.
Yeah.
And that's just awful. And, you know, and I hope Democrats, voting Democrats, this is all brought up and brought to the surface when it comes time to vote again,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, rather, but I doubt it because it's about us and them still. And until we can get rid of this us and them mentality and we're all us, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Well, since we're fair and balanced here, let's talk about possibly some shenanigans on the, end of a particular U.S. representative, because, you know, Congress is always criticized. You know, they come in with like a $200,000 a year salary and they leave millionaires. Here we have a story. U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene made hefty trades days before the tariff announcements tanked the stock market. The MAGA proponent made 15 investments between March 26th and March 24th. Her three largest moves were putting hundreds of thousands of dollars toward U.S. Treasury bills. T-bills are short-term debt obligations that are considered low risk. So they may bring in lower returns and other kinds of investments. She spent, let's see, between $100,000 and $250,000 per transaction, according to Capital Trades. And these purchases were sprinkled among multiple smaller ones that span between $1,000 and $5,000 in companies including Apple. So was she smart to make the moves before, or did she know more than the next guy and took advantage? What do we think?
So I want to be, and I, you know, by the way, we are fair and balanced.
Or we try to be.
Well, okay.
Or let's just say I think
the dryness makes you fair and balanced.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, seriously. If right. You're, you know, it doesn't mean you hit the mark, but if you're trying, yeah, we're all kind of on the same page, mm-hmm. of the same ilk. But the fact of the matter is, I pretty much hate all politicians equally.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Well, no, but here's an example of what I just said, though. I mean, she spent up to $250,000 on a couple of transactions. That's like her whole salary.
Right.
So how did she get rich enough to spread this much money around?
Well, that's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
Do we think for 1 second it's only the Dems, it's only those people that are...
And that's my point of bringing this up.
They all are.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Right.
I hate all politicians. Mm-hmm. You know what? And quite honestly, if you have information like that, and they all do at one point or another, mm-hmm. are they gonna leverage that? Of course they are. They're humans.
I can't say I wouldn't, but is it appropriate to do so?
Well, it certainly has gone on for decades and decades and decades.
Well,
and
just
decades.
because it's gone on doesn't mean it's right. It just means nobody's stepped in and said, no, you can't do this.
I mean, they've said it. They've talked about it. Pelosi, I mean, she's a classic example. Mm-hmm. They're millionaires. And, you know, she does it. Her husband, you know, does more. Right. But he's getting information from her. And that's, you know, clearly mm-hmm. what it's been.
Yeah, I remember Dianne Feinstein's husband had interest in defense companies. So it's like every time we dropped a bomb somewhere, he got a check.
So, I mean, you know, again... We have these conflicts of interest that have gone on from forever, mm-hmm. and they're still here today.
Yeah, I don't know. I see this and I think, boy, that's shady. I mean, I'm not a fan of hers anyway. She's like AOC, except she's not as dumb, but she shoots her mouth off and just doesn't say anything productive. She's just kind of there to stir up crap. And I mean, at least AOC believes what she's saying. I mean, you know. Taylor Greene is just, she just likes to throw rocks.
Yeah.
And so I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of this either. I think that's taking advantage of things. But, I mean, if it's not illegal, like, okay.
Well, I think it, the letter of the law, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's, you know, how do you prove it?
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem.
It's yeah. Like,
yeah. But, I mean, that's, you know, again, you got to think about anybody who is, I mean, like Trump. It's funny. That's one of the reasons that I do like him so much. And Elon, it really bothers me. Everybody's like, oh, he's doing this because he's going to get, you know, government contracts and he's going to get benefits from this. This is the richest man in the world.
Yeah, he doesn't,
on the planet.
He doesn't need any more money. Yeah.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
This and the amount of time and effort he's spending on this that he could be spending on his other six companies.
Mm-hmm.
Is he doing this as a service job? What do you think?
I think he's doing it because he can, because he sees a need that needs to be addressed, and he's the one with the brains or the ideas to do it. He's convinced other people that he's got the right ideas and they're letting him do it.
Let me go back to my question. Is this a service job?
I would say yes.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Trump is the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Trump doesn't need this either.
He doesn't need this. He doesn't need. In fact, I think I heard somewhere that he donates his entire salary for president to something.
Right. I've heard the same story.
His first term, it was like to national parks or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not taking
his
the
entire
money.
Entire salary.
He doesn't need it. He doesn't need.
So he's doing this for nothing.
Right.
For free.
Right. But he's got some sort of higher calling here that he's the man for the job and needs to step in and do things that the other guys aren't doing and don't want to do and have never done?
So for me, again, you know, and I think with Trump, let's you know, again, fair and balanced. He has some ego problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is certainly probably there's some of that that's driving this. But at the end of the day, he doesn't need to do this.
No.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Well, what we need to do is take a quick break. I'd like to come back with, just to stay on this topic a little bit longer, there is a particular Tesla investor who says Elon has to make a change in order to save the company.
Didn't he do that once already? So he stepped down at one point. He was required to step down.
Okay, well, then we can tap into that when we come back. Because this one, it kind of goes along with that other conversation we had, and we can recap that in a minute. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. No Ziggy, no Scott today. It's just Drake and Coach. Thanks for staying with us. A Tesla investor, he says Elon needs to make a change, might even have to go in order to save the company. Does the company actually need saving? I don't know. Before I get to this, we talked during our pre-show meeting that you had a conversation with somebody who was predicting that Tesla will be out of business in 6 months.
Yeah.
Which is not going to happen.
It was pretty funny. We're sitting there having a conversation. There were some other people sitting around, and he was asking how happy I was that I'm still driving a Tesla. And that. I was like, happy as hell. Every day when I get in and drive it and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, you know, what do you think of Elon and this and that? And I'm facing the parking lot I'm counting the cars in the parking lot, and 80% of them are Teslas.
Right.
You know, yeah, no, they're not going anywhere.
No, not at all. So Ross Gerber is this fellow's name. He's been a Tesla investor for a long time, and he's seen how the stock has dropped a little bit and the controversy that has stirred up now that Elon is doing things with the government. I'm not going to say it's the controversy that Elon has caused, because I don't think that's the case. I think the controversy is from the reaction to what he's doing. But he says the company will be better off without Musk. Gerber serves as president and CEO of Gerber Kawasaki Wealth and Investment Management, which owns approximately 262,000 and change of shares of Tesla. Doesn't make him one of the biggest shareholders, but he's high up there. And he thinks the Tesla brand is severely tainted at this point. Damage is done, and the only way to save it is to get rid of Elon and replace him with someone else and rebuild. What do you think?
I'm kind of reading through this as you're reading it.
Mm-hmm.
This is MSN? The one I opened was on MSN.
That is the link, but it's taken from the street, and the writer is Samuel O'Brien, and it's a Wall Street piece, a Wall Street news site.
Yeah, but if you go down further, just the way this is a Dem, this is a lefty.
Yeah.
His work with the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has to be highly you know, think just that comment, the so-called. No, that's what it's called.
Yeah. Well,
it's not so-called.
Right.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. And then he's got this line here, this quote, "My anger rises," that he says incredibly insulting things to people constantly. Okay. Yeah. So he's got an axe to grind is what you're saying Mr. Gerber.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, all these things about, you know, again, we talk about it, it seems like every week.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy used to talk about $600 hammers and $900 toilet seats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would be happy with the amount of taxes I pay, and even paying more taxes 100% if the government used my money efficiently, properly, didn't fund studies on trans this and that, and, you know, that stupid crap that they waste our money on.
Right.
I would be happy to give my money to them, but they don't.
Right.
And based on that, DOGE is necessary, has been necessary for decades and decades and decades. It's dumb. It's just dumb.
Okay.
It's just dumb.
All right, let's switch courses here.
Before you go on real quick.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think, does he step down and it all goes away?
No, not at all. None of this goes away.
What changes?
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
He still owns the company.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm not the CEO and president anymore. It's like, does this guy, this investor, does he think that just everybody goes, okay, let's follow him somewhere else?
Right. No, it's not going to change anything. They're still going to be pissy, and that's just yada, yada, yada.
He is the face of Tesla. He will be. He always will be.
Mm-hmm.
Probably long after he dies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Well, he'll have the AI avatar that's still hangs around.
Or he'll have put his consciousness into a car. But
that's right.
You know, whatever. you know, it'll be he'll be running around the streets as a car.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not gonna.
No, it's not gonna change anything. So let's go to these nurses at five nurses at one hospital. They all have tumors. So a Boston area hospital investigating Mass General Brigham Newton Wellesley Hospital said that in total, 11 employees from the fifth floor maternity unit identified health concerns. Five had brain tumors, all of which are benign. Two of those have the most common benign type. And the investigation found so far no environmental risks, which could be linked to the development of a brain tumor. But gee, what have we injected into the population that is causing these kinds of problems? And everybody says, no, it's a coincidence. And now we've got these medical professionals who were required to take the ambiguous shot that was supposed to be safe and effective. And now they're coming down with these issues. And the evidence just keeps climbing that this was not the best thing for humanity to partake in. Am I wrong?
I mean, I think we talked about it again last week. I was listening to a Tucker podcast with the cancer guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also heavily involved, Patrick Soon-Shiong. And he's one of the leading guys in the world. Fauci wanted him on his team. He wouldn't do that. But he's been making comments about, we talked about smoking, you know, the use of tobacco and cigarettes went way, way, way down. And there's an inverse chart that shows cancer going up at the same rate that cigarette smoking was going down.
Really? Okay.
And so
Tucker's
like, what the hell's going on there? And he has, you know, and it was three things. COVID and the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Red dyes and all the RFKJ
stuff,
stuff in general. I can't remember the third one right now, but it was like very specifically, and he goes deep into the whole vaccine thing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I told you it's really worth listening to.
Yeah.
And yeah, so these things are they're coming to roost,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to continue to come to roost.
Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't the big population die-off I expected, but it is more of a slow trickle.
Yeah.
And the, I don't know, the amount of true believers, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by them, but the ones that are still out there saying safe and effective, it's like, no, I don't think so. I mean,
two weeks to cover the spread.
Yeah, yeah. I know. And it's, I think a lot of people have inadvertently.
That was a long ass 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have inadvertently done significant damage to themselves by taking that vaccine. And
I did too.
Yeah, I only did the first two shots before all the coincidences started.
I did the first two.
Yeah, and then that was it. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm in danger enough as it is. I'm just going to stop now.
No. I had a trip scheduled, a coaching thing in Europe. And
mm-hmm.
Last minute, Holland, the Dutch, said, nope, can't come in the country if you don't have the booster.
Mm.
So it was like, and I had a day or something like that. It was like, you know, so I did it.
Yeah.
Kind of regret it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, California's a blue state. Maybe we got the saline solution.
You never know. I have a soccer player that I was talking to this weekend. She's a multi-sport athlete.
Mm-hmm.
She's somebody that's going to go play Division I sports.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's that kind of an athlete. She's an unbelievable soccer player. She plays up. She plays up an age group, so I think she's 2009. who plays up on the 2007 team. So 2 years.
Okay.
She plays basketball, this and that. About two weeks ago, she had some palpitations, this and that. Heart, and then they did her heart rate, and it was, you know, I don't know, 150 something. So she went to the hospital. They rushed her into an ICU, this and that. She has myocarditis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there goes her career.
And, you know, she's in, you know, they did Holter monitors and they monitored her heart for a long time and this and that. It kind of seems to have resolved itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her this weekend and she's like, well, yeah, I'm not allowed to run, you know, so she can walk around a little bit, and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, and then what? And they haven't really given her anything.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to kind of wait and see what's going on. She's a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not even giving her any information.
Hmm.
It's just like, you know, yes, you have myocarditis. And
that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Did she get all the shots? Do you know? Or
yeah, she did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's your problem.
Yeah. I mean.
Sorry, sweetie. No refunds.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, you know, it's like everybody, there was enough information out there that said this is bad, and we all did it anyway. Some of us stopped. But it's just like, I
saw something
from
Kaiser the other day asking me to get another booster.
I know. I know.
Just the other day.
My doctor pushes it too, and it's like, you know, I'm really sorry this stuff is happening, but at the same time, the information was out there. And you thought everyone was crazy. Now all the crazy people are turning out to be right. And I wish I had been a little bit crazier.
I disagree with that 100%. I wish we had a government that was honest.
Failing that, we need to be a little crazier when it comes to...
I just, you know, maybe that's a pipe dream. I don't know.
It probably is. Because, I mean, that's asking way too much of government.
Really?
I think so. That's because, you know, good people don't go into government. The people that do, they want something. They're after money. They're after power. They're after prestige. They don't have the country's best interest at heart. They say they do. Politics is Hollywood for ugly people. And you go up there and to be famous and to be part of history.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah,
it really is.
And it's, yeah, they just go up there to
look
be.
Look at me.
It's a different level of famous than an actor or actress. And that's all it's for. And unfortunately, they have a tremendous control of money and military and things that cause no end of trouble.
Yeah, that's scary. Scary, scary.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go to Texas. We have a couple of minutes. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, his office is investigating WK Kellogg Company for potentially violating consumer protection laws, launching a probe over the artificial food dyes in cereals that have rankled the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again. Paxton says the company advertises its products as healthy despite containing blue, red, yellow, green, and orange artificial food colorings. You had made mention of this a few minutes ago, Coach. Paxton's office alleged that those additives have been linked to obesity, autoimmune disease, endocrine-related health problems, and cancer. So your delicious breakfast cereal might be killing you.
Come on. Might? Seriously. Might? You think?
Paxton's office says Kellogg's has failed to remove the artificial food dyes from versions of its products sold in the United States, despite announcing that it would do so previously by 2018.
I mean, you know, we've again covered this on this podcast before. You know, RFKJ doing his thing,
mm-hmm.
We've talked about it also that I go to Europe quite a bit, and even Canada. We'll forget which cereal. There's a specific cereal that we can't sell there, and they actually make the same company. It's not Kellogg's. I don't remember who it is. They make a Canada version of their cereal.
They're not the only ones. There's a lot of companies that they make food for. They have a different recipe for their food that they sell internationally than what they make here, because the laws elsewhere say they can't do what they do here. And
that is the most
I know
insane thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
No, we're going to poison our people. Oh, you won't let us poison your people?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we're going to make a healthier version of what we do and sell that to you.
Mm-hmm.
You should go to jail for that.
Yeah.
I know. That's an absolute admission of guilt.
Yeah.
So, you know, going back to 10,000 additives are allowed in this country. Mm-hmm. 10,000.
That's a lot.
400 are allowed everywhere else.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, we got to make it cheap. Make it cheap, sell it expensive.
Yeah, it's just so dumb.
Yeah.
So dumb.
We're up on a break. When we come back, we're getting close to our wrap-up here, but we got to talk about how marijuana is making you shoot blanks, guys. I mean you. And we got women behaving badly in Coach's Corner and all our usual stuff. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Just Drake and Coach today. Before we get to women behaving badly in Coach's Corner, we got to hit this story here. About a decade ago, patients started coming to Dr. Alexander Pastuzak. I'm sorry, I know I massacred that. With a question, would smoking weed make it more difficult for them to have children? Until recently, the doctor says the answer was, I don't know. So he started looking for an answer. And now he says, THC, certainly in smoked form, can impact semen. So if you're smoking pot, you're shooting blanks.
I don't know if I buy that. Although I do love the picture of the little the sperm joint they have there. That's pretty interesting. I don't know if I'm buying that.
Okay, all right, pothead.
It's funny because I'm not shooting anything anymore. Well, but when I was,
yeah.
When I was, everything worked quite well.
So. Okay,
and I was smoking back then.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
It didn't affect me. How about that?
Right on. Let's go to Danbury, Connecticut, for this week's women behaving badly. A 70-year-old woman arrested after officers found $13,000 in cash, crack cocaine, and cigarettes in her apartment. Detectives from the Special Investigations Division said they executed a court-authorized search warrant at the residence of Vera Ribeiro Menezes.
How old was she?
She's 70. So
go big or go home.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So she's been searched and arrested by SID more than once.
For?
Drug possession, you know, stuff like that. So she was arrested this time and charged with possessions of controlled substances, her third offense, possession of narcotics with intent to sell.
What were the drugs again?
Crack cocaine.
Oh, damn.
Crack cocaine
is kind of a thing of the past.
I guess not.
Yeah.
And I guess illegal cigarettes.
Oh.
So also she's
the government didn't get their tax, huh?
And she's also, her charges include being within 200 feet of a school as well, and she's been held on a $100,000 bond. So congratulations, Vera Ribeiro Menezes. You are this week's winner of the Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach Women Behaving Badly Award.
There you go.
So enjoy your time in the slammer.
I'm sorry. They put her away for how long?
No, they haven't put her away, okay. But she's probably going there, though.
Yeah, she's 70. Come on. Come on. 70-year-old crack dealer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, maybe you got to.
How much damage is she really going to do? She's 70. Come on. That's terrible.
What do we have for Coach's Corner this week?
Let me see. You know, this week it's brought to you by Friedrich Nietzsche.
Oh, okay.
He who has a why to live can bear almost any how.
Okay, that is probably the most optimistic Nietzsche quote I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, well, he also said God is dead, so.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's that guy.
Okay, well.
Yeah. So, I mean, not that he can't say something.
You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, I know, but it's like.
You know, he's got some good stuff.
Yeah, so, okay, very good.
You know, it's funny because there's in this 50 most powerful quotes ever spoken,
mm-hmm.
and there's one here that is from Bill Cosby. And it says,
where can I get some Spanish fly?
In order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. Bill Cosby.
Okay. We could take that a lot of ways.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening. We will have the other two clowns back next week on our way to episode 100.
You think?
They better be. They better be here, or I'm going to start really getting cranky.
You know, one of the things that we promised ourselves that we were going to start saying, do us a favor.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a like. Give us a share. Tell your friends and neighbors. We want to blow this thing up a little bit. We're going to probably start doing some stuff, kind of starting very locally here in the Tri-Valley area, starting to try and make a little bit bigger impact. So give us a subscribe, give us a like, communicate with us, send us an email at...
Well, we have Drake and Scott's with 3 T's at gmail.com, or easier, you just leave a note on Spotify. You can make a comment there.
There you go. Yeah. But give us a share and a like and a subscribe. And love to hear from you. Love to hear feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. It's all good. We are fair and balanced. So... away we go.
We'll see you next week.
Y'all be good to each other. You're gonna make it after all. Meow.